Afghanistan's embattled President Hamid Karzai belongs to the Pashtun ethnic group. So do about 40% of the country's people. If you want to reach that major population bloc in Afghanistan, you have to do it in their language, Pashto. Anayatul Huq Yassini hosts the BBC's Pashto language radio program, Your Voice. He says the weekly call-in show is not just heard in Afghanistan.
The show is for all of the Pashtun living in different parts of the world. Particularly, our target is Devran Line. Devran Line is the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. So most of them are listening to this program.
Right. And what is exactly the demographic of Pashto speakers in Afghanistan? How many people are there?
Pashto speakers are mostly in the south and in some northern provinces.
And numbers, do you know how many people speak?
I will not be able to give you the exact number now because of the war and the infighting in Afghanistan. People are spread all over the world, particularly millions of them are living in Pakistan, Iran, and they have migrated to Europe, America as well.
So, Anayatul Haq, tell us what's on your callers' minds today. I imagine the phone lines are getting increasingly busy every day.
Yes, yes. Today's show was regarding how much people are prepared to vote for the second round. The first round was not popular as far as the voting percentage is concerned. And now people, I saw very enthusiasm from the side of the people. Even there were people calling us that I didn't vote for in the first round, in the first part of the election, but now I will vote.
Right, and they're saying now I will vote in the second round? Are they saying that as a way of kind of protesting what happened in the first round? Or they really see suddenly they have a stake in the future of their nation?
Different reason. Ethnicity plays a role here. The people who were calling us, they were calling on other Pashtuns or Afghans to come to vote and decide about their future.
Right. And with a few minor nuances, it seems that the Pashto-speaking population has up until now mostly supported President Hamid Karzai. What are you hearing from some of your listeners, from people calling in, about whether they are still behind Karzai?
Yes, this is, as I mentioned, the ethnicity card is very important in this election, it seems. A lot of people not expressing it openly because using the card of ethnicity is considered, it is a taboo if somebody use it. But practically it happens. If you compare the people who have called us, most of them were supporting. They're saying that if Karzai come to power, it will be in their benefit.
Well, we actually have some tape of a call made by one of your listeners who's not too happy with either candidate, not Hamid Karzai nor Abdullah Abdullah. Let's hear that.
My opinion is that these two candidates, Karzai and Abdullah, both of them have done a lot of fraud. And because of that, they should be punished and banned from the elections.
So, Anayatul Haq Yassini, I mean, is that opinion typical of what you're hearing from your callers?
Yes, it seemed that people, it is my own personal observation as the probably the percentage of people will be higher than the first round. We had 5 million, 1 million was declared fraudulent, 4 million left. I think this time at least it should be double the number. The enthusiasm I saw, I couldn't manage to accommodate all the callers, emails. Yesterday when I was announcing, just in minutes I was receiving emails and responses.
I mean, I'd like to know what people are saying about the fraud allegations from the August 20th election. I mean, the results were thrown out because of fraud. So many allegations came in of fraud during the counting of ballots. Do your listeners accept that fraud happened, or are they still questioning whether it even took place?
No, there were a different opinion. Some of them were saying that Karzai won the election despite these claims because they were saying that the claims of fraud were not correct and that were baseless. Even before the elections, the opposition was claiming there will be fraud. So they are saying that Karzai has won it. But for the sake of national unity, Karzai accepted that he has not secured the required percentage.
Anayatul Haq Yassini, the host of the BBC's Pashto language radio show, Your Voice. Thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.